The ordinance, which would have also created a 9-member commission to enforce Kirksville's human rights laws, was defeated by the council last night with a 3-2 vote. Many expected the ordinance to pass, with 3 council members standing in its support as recently as Wednesday. But Councilmember Bob Russell, who originally supported the ordinance, says he had a last-minute change of heart.
I just went back and read through the Old Testament and the New Testament, and back in Revelations, and just things that I could see that might come out of this, you know, in Christian belief. So I stood what God was telling me.
But Aaron Mallon, who drafted the ordinance and serves as executive director at Missourians for Equality, says Russell's changed stance will prove harmful to the city of Kirksville.
Mr. Russell was initially supportive of the ordinance, then opposed it, and then was in support. And he was the 3rd yes vote. In the newspaper last week, he was quoted as saying, "That's my decision and I'll stick by it." Clearly he didn't. He should be voted out of office, as should the other 2 who voted against this.
While Kirksville City Council likely won't address the issue again in the near future, Mallon's group seeks to use the ballot initiative process to add non-discrimination to the statewide ballot in 2014. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.